I'd like to call the September 10th, 2018 meeting to order. Request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, I'm looking for approval from the last meeting, August 27th.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Abstain. I didn't get a chance to read them.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried. Can somebody approve these then? If not Bo, then somebody else?
Oh.
Well, one somebody of you else will have to approve them tonight since I didn't get
well,
chance
that's right,
to,
you didn't,
I didn't get a chance to read them. Got in late.
Thank you.
Okay, fiscal officer's report, Joel.
Compile papers, fund status report, payment report since last meeting, deposits since last meeting.
Did you leave them on
your They're on your desk.
Oh, you always leave them in here, so I wouldn't worry about it.
So in our checking account, we have $143,255.23. And our Star Ohio fund, we have $588,568.35. Payment since last meeting. Warrant numbers 17935 through 18008. And then electronic payments 118-2019 and then 126-2019 through 127-2019, totaling $37,886.57. And then deposits made since last meeting totaling $16,797.44. The school did pay us for their portion of the rec path.
That's the Oregon
board. Yeah. So that was good. They were pretty prompt on payment. So,
Joel, the emergency reporting 17,959 for 3227. Is that for the year?
Yep.
That's the whole year.
That's our subscription.
Okay.
And rental of equipment, right?
No.
That's
GTEC.
Gotcha.
This is part of our contracted services. This is the software for uploading everything to the state.
Okay.
All right.
I couldn't remember if that was once a year or twice a year.
GTEC is another payment that we make, but that's for the computers.
Okay.
Oh, we're working on a calendar already, huh?
Yeah. So we're getting some donation money for the calendar, too. That's where you'll see that come in.
You haven't been around yet.
Jim. I talked to your wife.
That's yours, yeah.
Yeah.
She said yes, it's her money anyways.
Okay. I can move to accept the fiscal officer's report with electronic payment 118-2019 through 127-2019. And warrants 17935 through 18008, totaling $37,866.57, along with the receipt detail, totaling $16,797.44.
Can you make a correction to your total? 37,886. I think you said 866. Sorry.
On the payment, 37,886.57.
I'll second it.
Roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. The only other thing, it's not on the agenda for me, federal tax 2015. Do you want to mention something? I just want to call him. The letter.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't, we don't have to bring it up, but.
That's fine, yeah.
So we just received an invoice for the poorly transmitted documentation to the IRS, so we're going to call them and talk to them about.
So when the attorneys faxed it to the IRS basically sent it back to Joel and said, there's something here that's missing or illegible. And so, yeah, we've got 3/10 of an hour billing from the attorneys to resend that. I'm going to call them and say, look, guys, send it right the first time or don't charge us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Other than that, there's no other, I don't have any updates, nothing from the IRS or from... Right. Took them a couple of years to even find the error, so that's all I have.
Okay. Anything else for Joel, gentlemen?
Thank you, Joel.
Sure.
Nope, nothing else.
Okay.
Thanks, Joel. Okay. Chief, Fire Department.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Today we're at 310 runs. Again, 99% of our runs are EMS. We've had some equipment needed repaired. The brush 31 was out for some brake repairs, and those are completed and back. I kept looking at our Columbia gas bill, and it just seems extremely high for one hot water tank that we're using periodically. Well, I should correct myself. We have two gas hot water tanks, but one gets used a little bit more than the other. That, for instance, this bill was $133. I called them and I asked them. Our actual gas usage charge was like $21. Everything else are fees that are associated. I mean, I just like wanted you guys to look at it. You may want to look at the township one and just see, but boy, it just was a shock that there's like $80 this charge and another $60 this charge, and it's just crazy. So anyways, just wanted to let you know I was looking at that. And I called and can't do anything about it. Wolf Creek has their kids' day coming up Saturday, so I helped them out with the use of a porta tank and some water, and they're changing up their event. That'll be a nice day for the kids that they do for that. Bogie Miller, a resident here, helped us out with constructing a simulator for a fire department FDC connection. That also contains a sprinkler connection as well as a standpipe connection. So with a combination of this, we'll have it on display and using it for the open house when we do that in October. But it's a nice piece of training equipment that he was more than generous to donate the materials and his time and labor to construct it for us. So it's nice to have that kind of help. We did our radiological training last week, and then September 19th at 7 a.m. is our practice run, and then, of course, in October is our the actual one for FEMA. I have another returning firefighter that wants to come back, and Autumn Goon now was formerly Autumn Bodine. Her EMT had expired, but she contacted the state. They're allowing her to test, so she's already going to test on Monday, and she's able to provide some service to the fire department. She would be able to help, you know, in daytime and that too, of course. So I'd like permission to take her on. I did already do a background check. She's already cleared, and it's fine.
Chief, did we originally pay for her EMT school?
Yes.
We've paid that. That's what she's working on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, she's paying for this test.
Okay.
$80 to take this test.
And what happens if she doesn't? Just for say she doesn't pass the test. What do we do?
She may have another one or two more times.
Okay.
To do it. And then also her 36-hour had lapsed, so that is not achievable. But we have three people currently going to Oregon, and there's room for her to go to Oregon too. So that starts on Tuesday the 17th is the fire class. So. And we already had gear for her, so it's not like we're looking at, I mean, she's a very small statured person, so we're not having to go through another expensive turn-on gear and stuff for her. And she would get the physical with the we have BioCare coming in the 23rd of this month, and we can just do the physical right there, and the school will accept that. So there's a lot of pluses that are going right along here.
Okay.
I see, Tony, she must be in a circle. I see she's actually in Ottawa County there.
Yeah, she's well within our circle.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, she's yeah.
Right there by Ackerman's.
Our radius, yes, she's well within that. All
right. We got to approve it. So I move to hire Autumn Goon pending her physical. Because you already have the background.
Yeah, the background.
Okay. So pending her physical.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And just the last thing that I have is... Joe kind of helped me out with part of this. Joe always champions our calendar, so he goes out and talks to the different people that are willing to donate for producing the calendar and that. And then, but we've added to it. So we're adding a little segment on the back pages, similar to the way the old Davis Bessie calendars used to be. So pulling this off of the FEMA website, there's some flood information that we're going to consider putting in there. And then this was some other information that it was a little bit more specific. I just wanted you guys to see and read that. And you don't have to review it now, but it would have to be wordsmithed. But that would be some of the information that, if possible, I'd like to add to it, because it's a little bit more specific. You know, in our current plan...
This would be part of your emergency response?
Yes, it'll be added to the calendar. Okay. That's just basic flood information.
Right.
And then that last typed information is a little bit more specific, we would be asking. So,
right.
One, we're identifying that this is an evacuation site for residents to come. And then if it gets too big, then we would have to go to the school. But because school is in session, we would try and use this facility first so we don't have people in a school when school's in session.
So Mark, it's emergency plan, it's more just communication.
Right.
So is that part of his operating procedures?
So we would add this to our calendar. If you viewed our calendar before, we already have basic fire prevention information in there. This one just expands on a little bit more specifically with the flooding.
That's a good idea, Chief.
That's everything that I have. Thank you.
Chief, I got one thing for
yes,
you.
Sir.
See if you can accommodate this. October 27th, we have the Broncos have the hall rental.
Yeah.
And Andrea Coughlin, your neighbor.
No problem.
So
no,
I said, I think we can do the fire department. She said, fine. So
yeah.
She's 5:30 to 8:30.
No problem.
So you can get, you got that?
I got it.
Okay. The 27th.
That'll
so,
be fine.
Perfect.
Won't be a problem. We have the tractor club in tonight.
Yeah, and I think the Broncos is, what, 4:30 to 7 or something, Linda? Okay, so it kind of overlap, and she goes, that's fine. We can use the hall, the fire hall. So.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Anything else for him, gentlemen?
Nothing else.
Nope.
Thank you, all right.
Thank you.
Mr. Mike.
Okay.
They get a long day.
It is a long day, yeah. Okay, program-wise, everyone's going. Flag football, tackle football, soccer, everything's going very smoothly, so very happy to hear that. As far as the fields go, still watering the trees, still dragging the fields. They did put the last treatment on there, so all the dead stuff is, you know, is being drug out eventually. So it does look good out there this late in the season. Everything's weed whacked, everything's trimmed, everything looks fantastic. So I've been watering the trees once a week, and looks like I'll just keep doing that for the next few weeks here and take care of that. I just wanted to let you all know that the Ouski field on the Oregon facility, the infield is going to be turfed. So they are cutting up. The problem is with the drainage. And just to redo the drainage, plant the grass, is just cheaper just to do the drainage and put the turf on. So the infield will be dug up, the drainage will be repaired, and then the turf will be down there. And that is a collaboration between the Oregon Rec and the Oregon City Schools. I don't know the dollar amount or percentages, but that should be started. I was told in a couple weeks, I was told that last week, so it should happen, start anytime now. So I think that would be a good addition, and they're planning on some other modifications there, some changes. I think it'll be a cool addition to the thing. And also they're going to do some stuff to the softball field as well. Yeah. So there'll be some turf on there as well. So they are making some major improvements up there. So it's good to see. On that note, we did have a very interesting meeting last week. It seems like we are a lot of the board, well, all of them, want me to get a price to take that walking trail all the way around. I know it's not in the budget for this year, but you know, we do have some money we can pull from the Star Ohio, wherever that money is at, to maybe next year. But I would like to get a price for that and pursue that. And another thing that we are going to look at, as I don't know if you knew, I always call it the wildflower garden, but it's called the urban prairie. You ever seen that thing out there? The zoo put that in. And I talked to Dean today, Sandwich, and he said the zoo put that in and gave me the guy's contact, and there was no charge for that. And there's no maintenance involved. So I'm gonna talk to him tomorrow and see if that's a possibility on the undeveloped side. So the plan is our next meeting, we're gonna kind of draw something out and look to see what we wanna do. And I'll present all that stuff to you guys before I would do anything, obviously. But they're kind of changing the route, like maybe make it more, instead of so much sports, maybe like, you know, take a walk there, or you know, or whatever. And I was out there this weekend for quite a while on Friday, and you know, a lot of the little kids use the playgrounds, but you know, they get right on that trail, walk right to the restroom, you know, the port potty. So it is being used, which is cool. I like to see that. So those are a couple things we got going on. So. I know it's not in budget for this year, but I would like to have everything lined up for next year. So I will work on that and bring that next month. So is there anything that you think I should avoid or anything you would like me to look at?
I'm just curious, Mike, do you want us to work that? Do you want to plant all the grass?
That is another thing that came up. We would like to plant all that, yes. Just to have it planted. We talked about it's not going to be this year. If we would put a third diamond in, we could just put it next to the larger diamond and have three diamonds right in a row. Then that other part could be developed however we come up with, you know, to develop that.
So leave it go this year, and then we better work it and get it ready to put grass next year. And maybe the pathway.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
I know it's better to plant in the fall, but I think it's too late to do all that work.
Yeah, it's getting, yeah.
So even if we could just put that in on my schedule, on our books, or whatever, you know, and just have it all, the money in the right spot when the time comes. So
yeah, the budgeting process will probably start pretty soon.
Yes.
So you'll have the opportunity to incorporate that into your 2020 budget.
And yeah. I do have your estimation, but some of the money will have to come from that. Is it still in Star Ohio?
Well, we took out. See. We took out money from Star Ohio. I'd be curious to see what we end with, what we carry over.
Okay.
Because that would actually be another good indication. You'll have that number.
Yeah.
right? Because I'm assuming that the same contractor will have the same good price.
That's what we're hoping. You know? Why I'd like to do that sooner than when yes. you get that price.
Yeah, and they say, hey, what's can we count on that in the future? And then you could plan accordingly, because that's, I don't know when that project could start. That could start, I don't know, our weather isn't so great, so.
Yeah, and I didn't know the time frame. Does the work, does road, or the field need to be worked, and then that goes in?
Right.
So that would have to be done prior to him going on. That's what I think.
So the walking path is going to go into the undeveloped part?
Yes, from where it stops all the way around to the parking lot.
So I agree with the grass, but do we, if we're not going to develop, I mean, if we're just going to put that walking path in there, do we really want to tie up money planting grass and mowing it and it just being a big field right now?
Part of the reason why I'm looking at that urban prairie, because if that can take up a bunch of that space, that would knock the price way down, and there's zero maintenance with that, which would be something we need to look at. If it's be a larger version of the ones at the school, so I need to talk to him before I actually.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so that way there's no maintenance; it's just mm-hmm. there, and it's cool. And
at least you're working on something.
Yes.
That's cool.
So that's what we're going to pursue, and I will hopefully have everything put together for next month. We just talked about it last week, so. So that's taken care of on that. The last thing I have is I did talk to Cindy one time, and hopefully we can get everybody together by the end of the month for the Christmas party.
She mentioned it the other night.
Yeah, and I did stop and talk to her, and I knew I was going to see you guys tonight, and I'll just have to call her, and we can set something up before the end of the month. And,
and we have it for the 8th.
Is that right?
That is right. That's
the
what
same
we
day I had.
Well, the 7th, I had it in the book. The 7th is your setup day.
Okay.
And they always do it on the Sunday, so the 8th. So that was... Whoever was in charge last year gave me that date, and that's the date I put down. So.
December 8th.
Yeah, December 8th, yeah.
Santa's December available. December 7th is the setup.
Santa's available. Good.
December 7th is set up, and the 8th is the date.
Actual party, yes.
Okay. Is there a time that you put on there? Or?
I didn't. I just had dates
okay.
to reserve the hall.
Okay, great.
So.
Let's see. I think that's all that I have.
Mike, are you still looking for board members or are you full?
We have four, we have an alternate, but we need the fifth one.
Okay.
So you need alternate doesn't want to commit to all the time. So.
Okay, so you need one board member.
Yes. You have someone in mind?
I do, but I don't know how committed he could be. Yeah, do you know Rebecca Halber's husband, Scott? Do you know him?
No.
They got three little ones.
Okay.
So he's a really good guy. He's an FBI agent and... But he might be too busy with the three boys. I want to talk to him and see, because he'd be a good fit for that, I think.
Well, maybe we can gently.
Yeah, so I'll talk to him and have him contact you. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Nope, nothing else.
Negative? All right.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Mike. All right, Linda, you're up.
Awesome. Right, here's my September update.
Thank you.
Wait a minute, not that one. Oh, man. Okay, you can have that one. I wrote too many notes on this one. All right, I have 10 zoning permits in the last month. I wrote the list on your sheet. What were they? Four accessory buildings?
Four accessory buildings, two signs, one pond, one pool, one fence, one driveway. Add as a charge.
Yeah, so the driveway, so I learned another new thing. You always are learning new things. Driveways in a platted subdivision, you can put more than one. And I said, really? Our platted subdivisions were from 1920. So, and our platted subdivision that he gets to put two driveways in is on Bunning Road. So I think it's a 100-foot lot. So anyhow, so here's, it's not listed as a fee, but from the county wanted a permit from me so they could put the driveway in. So he still wanted a permit from me. So I either give him his check back because I didn't write a receipt because I really didn't know what to do with it, until I asked the three of you. Do we want to add it? It was required by the county. So do we add it as a fee, and then I write the receipt and give it to him? You tell me.
On your permit, don't you have other?
On my permit, it says others, but when you pass the fees in for the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. it's not listed as one.
Well, if it's not listed, then...
What was that, Dave?
It's not listed. I don't know if we can add it.
But the county required it.
But the county required it. I guess if the county required it, I guess we go for it.
So then we just treat that as an exception for the current year and then add that for the next update?
Yeah.
But it's really county mandated.
Right.
Okay.
So do you want to make a motion to do such, because you have to do that at the beginning of the year, so it would be $35.
So you need a motion for the exception tonight.
Yeah.
And then you'll bring that forward at the organizing meeting.
Right, I'll add it to the list.
Very good. Okay, I move that we add the county mandated exception of $35 for the
driveway.
Second driveway.
We got to have the address, though.
Is that 10997? No, that's not it.
11002
yes.
Bunting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 11002 Bunting.
Second driveway fee.
Just driveway. Just say driveway.
Oh, just driveway. Sorry.
Because then I could charge for driveways for existing houses right. or whatever. Because it goes with the original if you build a new house.
Right.
Did you get a second yet? Mm-hmm. I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, then the second thing on my list, and I'm going to defer to Pat Hegerai. She's here to talk about the lots on water and Lake Moore that we're looking at putting up to sell. So it's township property. So she's got some information to share.
You say water and Platt?
Water Street, 810 Water Street, and 521 Lake Moore.
Oh, 521 Lake Moore.
And it is Pat Rosenkranz. I'm sorry, that's okay.
Baseball yeah. Rosenkranz, sorry.
Rosenkranz. Okay. I'm going to sit because I've got lots to jump today. Okay, 810 Water Street is in Bonneville. It three sides. It's Route 2 Water Street and I think of the other street. Reynolds. Yes, it's Reynolds. It has been added or it has been looked at. It is, I believe, a total of seven or eight lots. It has been all combined since I think 2005, if I'm not mistaken, according to the county. I looked at, you know, there's a couple ways you can do it. I talked to Linda and Dave a little bit about if somebody wanted to use it as a commercial usage. I'm thinking with the park, with the state park there, that is a possibility. It's a little irregularly shaped, but there's a possibility there. There's also the possibility of dividing it into two parcels, one being on water, one on Reynolds, with enough frontage that it would be buildable lots, or you could even go three parcels if you wanted to do that. Highest to best usage, you know, that is just going to depend on who's looking at it. I mean, residential it is currently, but it could be converted to commercial. You know, we wouldn't suggest doing that now because there's not a need unless somebody buys it who's interested in doing that. Are you looking for my recommendation on the price now? Is that what you're looking for? Okay, all right, I'm sorry. If it went commercial, if you did one parsage offering it commercial potentially, I would suggest a list price of $29,000. If it was kept resident, I mean, with knowing that potential's there, I would suggest a list price of $29,000. If it was divided into two parcels, I would do Water Street being one parcel, I'll list that at $10,000, and the other parcel on Reynolds, list that at $15,000. And it could be divided into three parcels with one on Water and two on Reynolds and put at that point at $10,000 each. We have to split it that way to make it buildable. The lots, again, it's an irregularly shaped lot. That is the one. The other one is on Lakemore, and that currently is through the county is listed as three lots, but as of the first of the year, it will be, the map is showing as one right now, and that is, the size of that is, it's a buildable lot. It's just under a quarter of an acre, or just over a quarter of an acre. And that is buildable at that point, 120 by 100. My recommendation on that would be list that at 10. There's not a lot that has sold. Currently there is one parcel, that's one parcel, it's 10 lots, but on Beach View that is currently active at $10,000, that has been on the market for 345 days. That's just a factual thing. Two lots have sold, or two parcels have sold. There was one on La Fountain that sold. It was 0.68 acres. And that was listed at 19. It sold for 18. It overlooks, it, when you build on it, it will overlook the lake. Because I'm assuming now, because of the building codes and everything, it's going to have to be built above the floodplain, which is going to make it, it's a lakefront property. So that's what made that a little more valuable. And then there was one on Rachel Road that was an acre, 138 frontage, 345 deep. That sold for $5,000. That was on the market for 610 days. It is wooded. Linda and I had a little bit of discussion about the value of that. Because of it being wooded, she doesn't feel that there may be some issues with it being buildable, but that's not for me to determine. That's just, there really hasn't been anything that sold. And those things have been on the market, you know, the things that have sold have been on the market for a while. Those are the two closest comparables. So I'm not sure what else. I live in the township. I've been out here. I've lived in the township for 40 years. I've been a realtor for 27 years. My kids all went to Jerusalem and so on and so forth. I don't know exactly what else you need to know.
Kind of wanted to know how much your fee was.
The commission, we would charge a minimum commission of $2,675 per parcel, per listing.
$2,675.
That's the minimum.
Now, you said that's per listing.
Yes, because it's two separate. It would be two separate listings.
Okay.
One would be on Lakemore, and the other would be on Water.
But okay. What if we split the one on Water Street into three parcels?
Well, that there we could. Okay, we figured that how to offer it. I could do something a little more flexible if it went that way. I would market it as one. I think that would probably get you the fastest result. I think that would get you the fastest result.
I think that answered it all, didn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. So going back to land bank issues, I did mail out, it was a land bank month, so as far as the township properties, I sent letters out to the adjoining property owners, and that was 17 notices regarding our parcels. So I have three offers listed there. One is at 1960 Rubens. So Pam Davis came in. Here's her. That's the whole packet. And I'll give you pictures. She has made an offer of $500. Is that what it is?
Yes.
$500 for the lot. It's the lot on the corner. So that one.
Right.
That one.
I think that's her house there, the
barn. That is her house. She's been mowing all that for years. So it's not a buildable lot. she doesn't have a lot of money. She would like to do 10 payments. The total fee would be $820, $500 plus the $320. For $820, and she'd like to make a monthly payment starting September 15th of $82.
If we do the payment arrangement, when would the title transfer? After completion?
I wouldn't do anything until I get
full payment.
Full payment. It's 10 payments.
So the lot's not buildable. It's the best thing to do is to put it to her.
She's been taking care of it.
And she's been taking care of it?
And it goes on the tax rolls.
So you had one.
I have three. You want me to do all three at once, or you want to do one at a time?
Do you need you need approval?
Three separate lots. Okay, so we only had one offer on that lot.
Right.
Okay, I think we should probably do them individually so we don't get mixed up.
I think so too.
Yeah. Okay. You want to take that one, or you guys?
Sure. I will move that we approve as recommended by our zoning inspector. That the sale of 11960 Rubens, parcel 3376887, for the total price of $820, title will transfer after full payment has been received.
What was that parcel number?
Parcel 3376887.
I can second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Saller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Bo, what's the parcel number on your sheet? It's a different one. I think I got it backwards.
Which, on what sheet? This?
Yeah, that one. Go all the way to the back.
Let's see,
that's the parcel number.
Oh, that's the address.
That's address there.
Should be 337.
Hold on, I'm looking for it. Oh yeah, 337-6734.
Yeah, that's my.
Is that?
That's the correct one.
Okay, so for 11960 Rubens, mm-hmm. The parcel number is 337-6734.
Yeah. Good to rule. Okay. So the second one.
You want this one back, Linda?
Let's just keep a pile.
Oh, okay. Right here. Okay.
Second one is the lot that.
980. This one here.
Yeah.
980.
Yeah, it's this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the right. The gentleman that's making the offer owns those. So he owns the two sideways on the end and the one right next to ours. So that gives him one nice, huge lot.
What's mm-hmm. the address?
Address?
The address is 11980 Rubens. parcel number 337-6887.
And he's made an offer of
600.
600 plus the
320
for
a total of $920.
And that is not buildable on its own.
Correct. On its own, it is not.
And the neighbor...
The neighbor did not send in...
Which would be the... Well, that was the same lady, huh?
But it would be the one that has 70 in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. She don't own that one over there, huh?
No. It's kind of a shame that that person didn't. Then they'd have a bigger lot that's still not buildable.
Right. So when he adds this one to these, he's definitely buildable there.
Yeah.
I was just a little nervous when I saw he was from Wisconsin. You know, his mailing address is...
He grew up here.
Okay.
Looking at coming back.
And taxes are paid on all those other lots, and those other lots are in good shape?
Yeah.
Good. I can move to accept the offer for 11980 Rubens, parcel number 337-6887, for an offer of $600 plus the $320 for a grand total of $920.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And I have one more that's not listed on the paper. It's 1127 Beach Park.
You know, would that be that last one we just did? That'd be a good one for him to, would it be smart for him to combine all them?
Yes. And in fact, I'm going to
suggest that.
Yes. I usually do that one. I do. So it's the red. It's the one in red on this one. So it's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Family is from out of town, and they're keeping the lot next door. It isn't even accessible. But
so
they have an adjoining lot.
Which lot do they already own?
I think they own the one to the left.
The 1342? Okay.
Yeah, that's not mowed. So, essentially, he's just wanting to have a bigger lot.
And
like he called and I talked.
And 1342 is not accessible either?
Nope. Okay. Nope, it's on a paper road. I mean, there's a paper road there.
Okay.
So, they could get some accessibility because you can't deny them accessibility, but then he'd have 100 by, 119 lot. If he'd pick up another... lot, he'd have an area that could be buildable.
Yeah.
But you know, as I'm talking to these people, it's like if you have one lot, it's absolutely no good.
Yeah.
So he opted to go ahead and purchase ours that was next door. So his offer was $400 for the lot in the middle of nowhere. I think, what's the value of that lot? It says it on the last page, auditor. The auditor, $400.
$400,
okay. So would he also pay the fees?
The $320.
Yep.
So for a total of $720 was his offer.
Okay. I can move.
I shouldn't have voted on it. Oh. That's why I don't want to make any motions on these.
Oh, okay. I move to sell parcel address 11127 Beach Park Drive. Parcel number is 337-2197 for the amount of $400 plus the cost of $320, totaling $720.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. It's kind of exciting that some are going away. Now I have the option for us to gain more, but we already talked about these before. The Shepherd property, I only have one of each. The Shepherd property, which we've mowed how many years?
And we tore the house down.
What road is that on?
LaFountain.
LaFountain.
So okay. There are seven lots. So there's four on LaFountain and two on Toulon. And then there's an area on Howard Road that we own. There's three lots that are listed on the paper on Howard. We own one in the middle of the four. So we would have four in a row. And the other one is on Van Dyke at the end of Allegiant. Those two, both those in red. The land bank wants to know if, in fact, we would accept them. So I need a motion because it doesn't have minutes provided. But so it's only three. But there are, I think, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh, and it includes the Main Street property.
So these are all in the possession of the land bank right now?
They can be.
If we approve it, for them to take them. Or if we
They will foreclose on them because so. They've already did an investigation on them. And they fit the criteria for them to foreclose on them and take the land into the land bank.
Are these abandoned? The taxes in arrears?
Taxes are all in arrears. That's the only way they'll do it, and they have to be without a house. The only one that isn't is the Main Street property that will shortly be down.
Right. Okay.
And they said they'd pull that one based on us.
Tearing the house down.
Tearing the house down.
And that's a buildable lot there. Yes.
Yeah, well, no.
No,
Main
it's
Street.
Not.
Main Street is not, but the neighbor wants to buy it.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, let me make sure I understand. So if it goes to the land bank, then the land bank turns them back over to us as the township.
Correct.
Okay. We have to accept them.
We have to accept them.
Right. Okay, and the owners cannot be reached.
Correct.
On any of these.
Correct.
And taxes are in arrears. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to handle these one at a time? Or you want to
the
entire
package?
I just
do the list on these.
Okay. I move that we need to accept them, or do we need to turn them over to the land bank?
Accept.
Okay.
Them from, you're willing to accept them from the land bank.
Okay.
And now does that.
Okay. All right, I move that we accept these properties from the land bank. Joel, you have a list.
She's going to give me
agenda.
Her notes. She'll give me.
Very good. Okay. Linda, what happens with the back taxes? Are those waived?
Yes.
Okay.
They're waived, but they have to be cat funded out.
Okay.
They're not technically waived until the next January 1st.
Are there any economic implications for the township?
No.
Okay.
Are we going to read these off, or you made a motion?
I made a motion. Joel, do you need them read off, Joel?
I do.
I'm sorry. Okay. And the properties are 11936 Van Dyke, which is parcel 337-3741. The second property is 11934 Van Dyke, parcel number 337-3734. The third property is 11544 Greenwood, parcel number 337-3727. Fourth parcel is 817 Main, which is parcel number 337-3331. The next property is 705 Howard, which is parcel number 337-0707. The next property is 645 Howard, parcel number 337-0701. The next property is 641 Howard, parcel number 337-0697. The next property is 12316 LaFontaine, or La Fountain. Parcel number 3364974. The next property is 12322 La Fountain, parcel number 3364971. The next property is 12326 La Fountain, parcel number 3364967. The next property is 12332 La Fountain, parcel number 3364964. The next property is 12338 La Fountain, parcel 3364961. The next property is 12321 Toulon, parcel 3365894. And the last property is 12315 Toulon, parcel 3365897.
Can you reread them for me? I'm not paying attention.
I second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Violations, I only sent two out last month. I sent the one next to the fireworks, and they've mowed that already. And then on Lagoon, for Blight, which is Mr. Migliori. Court cases, we have Dean Trucking with the two truck bodies that are there. That's been continued. The prosecutors wanted to continue that until the civil case is resolved. The civil case, there's a public hearing scheduled for September 18th at 7. That will be here. The hotel with the shipping containers. There were some findings ordered, and their next court date is October 1st at 10 in Oregon. Investigations, I've been still working with Anchor Point Marina about, we did get the pool permit done. They did have a pool permit from the Army Corps of Engineers to put that, a new pool in. So we've got that, and you know, I've talked to the county building regulations, and I've also got a call into a lady that does a self-evaluation process for marinas that is through the extension office or through Ohio Sea Grant. I guess a lot of marinas down towards Cleveland are participating in a program that gives them a certificate based on how they operate their marinas, their building regulations, since there really isn't a whole lot to cover marinas. We kind of reinforce that again. We really don't have any say of what's going on in marinas. So I keep trying to go different avenues and directions. Anchor Point, Mr. Evans will do a walkthrough if somebody would like to do a walkthrough. He's said that he's not allowed any direct wiring into the boxes, even plumbing, but he's willing to walk around if we want to do that. Because there's some concern on their end also. So, still doing some marina work. I combined all the lots, completed all the township properties. If we have adjoining lots, they're now all one. And this month, I'm going to really work on getting our junk vehicle removal form started and then get some going in that direction. Along with land use, and I have to do some site visits to wrap up for the summer. Our blighted house on 850 Main Street. It's not 850 Main Street. It is 850 Main Street. The sewer department had a discrepancy that it said 817 Main Street, which is across the street, and there is no 817 Main Street in Bono. It starts at 837. So our contractor had a little bit of a spat with sewer based on address. So
so there is a sewer connection?
Yes, it is connected. So we did fix the address issue. I got it changed to what it should be, which is 850, which we've all along said.
So who will be disconnecting this, the sewer?
The sewer, Lucas County.
Okay, so the bid that we approved last meeting is still okay.
Yes,
correct?
He's still okay.
They don't have to take on that sewer disconnect. Okay.
They made him get. He wasn't a licensed Lucas County contractor, so he had to pay $200 to be a licensed Lucas County contractor. But yeah, he was ready to turn our demolition back to us because it was getting a little, in his mind, nasty. So.
But that will continue.
It will continue.
Okay.
Kind of
very good.
Leveled the parties out and got it brought them back in together. Toledo Edison is supposed to disconnect the power on the 12th. So hopefully after that he can get started.
Right. And he's got what, 30 days, or is it less?
I think it's 30. He has no problem doing that. He's been ready to go.
Okay.
The delay has been the sewer tap and Edison.
The electrical, yeah. Okay, good.
So a little bit of issue, if you've not heard, I read the paper on Thursday and it had a Stephen LaCourse, age 30, involved in a shooting. And so he is the owner of that property. So he was Lucas County's 23rd homicide for the year. So just an FYI. That has nothing to do with what they're doing. We still proceed because he was still back in taxes.
And we contacted him. And
yeah.
So. Interesting.
So that is all I have, unless you have some questions.
I got two. Did we go any further with the fence on Raceland? The permit, how the fence is right along the road? Have you given that any more thought?
There is a permit.
Okay.
Okay.
And Chris, so I guess we'll
Chris
go into...
Chris did write the permit.
Okay. So we talked, Linda and I talked about this a month or so ago. I had asked a question about this fence right along Raceland because it's right on the road. And Raceland is a paper road.
That's private.
Private, you're right. I'm sorry. Take it back. It's a private road, but I mean it is right on the road. And I didn't understand how we were able to put a fence right on this road. But as we were talking, Chris is not bonded with the township. So Chris should not be writing permits for covering for Linda while she's gone. So that's issue number one, I guess, is we cannot have her writing permits and not be bonded to the township, through the township. So that was a big thing. She was bonded, but what did we, so we're going to let it ride? We're going to let that ride? Is that where we're gonna leave it be? Okay. Okay, that's all I got for you. Anybody else got anything for Linda? No? Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
All right, Kevin, you got 2 minutes.
Couple quick things. The roads in Bonneville since the last meeting have been done. The only thing that they're awaiting right now is the fog seal that'll go over the top, along with Turtle Road and Standard and Donovan and the piece of Yoder. I'm hoping, last time I told you we were a week and a half out, 3 days later they started. So sometime between now and the 15th, they'll be getting the fog seal on them, and that'll be the completion of all those roads. Today we had the road mower. Something broke in it. I have not had a chance to look at it. Hopefully it's something we can fix in-house and fairly cheap, but by the sounds of the noise I was told it made, I'm not thinking we're going that way. I'll let you know tomorrow more on that. The pump down at the Metro Parks, the big one that Lucas County has control of now, they're bringing the big motor back. I'll be setting that for them on Friday. That'll be with Excel Pumps. Had a discussion with Excel. They've been supposed to reset the floats and fix the automatic system in the pumps that control Bono. Tentatively, we're penciled in for next week. None of this will incur any expenses. It's all Lucas County. So hopefully, maybe next week we can get them set up and I can quit running down there cycling pumps on and off. So that way we don't have to worry about it. If it's an oversight and a big rain, that it doesn't back up in there. Cemetery sold two more graves. And as far as the design and everything for the cemetery, haven't heard anything from Alan Papp from the county. Called, left him a message, and have not heard anything back yet. So we were supposed to do a site visit last week. I called him on Thursday when I didn't hear from him, and I still haven't heard anything from him. So hopefully we can get something done this week and get something moving on it pretty quick.
Yeah, I will give him a call tomorrow to see if I can reach him.
Only thing I got, Kevin, is have you heard anything from the EMA about getting a sandbag machine or?
Yeah, that wasn't it. I heard back from Matt Sager at Lucas County EMA. He did contact Finley, and Finley has no sandbag machine. Hmm. They didn't know of anybody around them that had one. So we're right back to where we started looking to see what we're going to do to try to fill some sandbags.
I thought that was going to happen, Kevin, because I've been watching TV and all this. Every time you see it, they're shoveling the sandbags. Yeah.
So I got that email this afternoon from him, so I'm going to start looking again.
See what's
there
available.
There was something that Matt did suggest. He has seen them, has no idea what the name of them were or the price of them, but they do sell for plugging like a breach in the dike or for surrounding an area to keep it from flooding. They're great big bags and they're just long tubes and you fill them full of water and they lock together. And he suggested maybe looking into something like that. The way he explained it is, for instance, if Route 2 started to come over, you could basically, if you wanted to, I'm figuring be a couple hundred thousand, but you could actually circle Bono with them, fill them, and that would be a dike wall around there to keep any water from getting into Bono. He says that's how they use them. They'll close off a whole neighborhood, or if there's a breach started, they'll drop it in, fill it. Then they may even have to hook another one on the top and fill it, but they've plugged holes with them. So he was supposed to send me a link on that if he could find it. I've been looking. I have not seen anything in the sewer. But I would imagine these are going to be quite expensive.
Yeah, fascinating idea, but yeah.
Okay. Got a bunch of money, or the government's buying them, sky's the limit. But we just don't have that.
Right. Okay.
Is Kevin, is all the salt here now?
No.
Still
we
got it.
We have about 42 ton of our 100 ton delivered. So we're still waiting for the rest yet. And it'll be before they put the B-boxes in the trucks because he wants to have it all hauled prior to that. So sometime this month or next month we'll finish up with it.
Anything else for Kevin, gentlemen?
Nope, nothing else.
All right. Cemetery covered that. We're waiting on Alan.
Right.
Okay. Trustees reports. Hall rental. We had two hall rentals since the last meeting. Cemetery. Roads. Dave, anything on roads? Basically.
Oh, just that I was inundated over the weekend when they were tarring, chipping Bono, but everybody I called them, they stopped, caught me at the stand.
Oh.
Right out front. And I assured them that, you know, that we were going to put that black stuff on and they would be pretty happy, but it's going to be a week or two, I said, at that point. Yeah. No, I didn't get calls. It was face to face.
I drove through it, and they did a really good job on it. Looks nice. And if you take the road back to the pier, there's spots in that pier that they build in speed bumps. It's rough.
A lot of that, when they come back in and re-broom it, right at either Wednesday night or Thursday, a lot of that should go away.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, moving on to old business. Repairs of the hall. I think the last time we talked, she was a couple weeks out.
It does look like there's a stack of sand. Bags of sand out there.
Oh, there is.
As I came by today, I came through that side, and it looked like there's a number of bags of sand that are stacked there.
No, that's my potatoes.
Oh, that's potatoes. I'm sorry. Okay. No. All right. Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Brown Road in Elliston. Talked to Mike Panuski 2 weeks ago, and his second in command, I guess, is the second in command from ODOT originally.
Right. He served on Army Corps of Engineers, and he's got experience at ODOT. Yeah, he'll be a really good engineer.
So this is Mike's deputy chief engineer. I cannot remember his name. I had it wrote down. I'll have to call Mike and get it. But anyway, he supposedly can get something done through ODOT. Like, he can tell us where we got to go and who we got to talk to get something done.
Oh, Route 2 in Elliston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Route 2 in Elliston. So I'm going to give him a call, and we're going to start seeing what we can get moving on that route, just if we can get something blocked off, get that fixed. So, I mean, that field's just, I mean, it's away from the houses now, but it's still flooded. So we'll see what we can get done there. Brown Road, they haven't dipped that yet, have they, Dave?
I just talked to Mr. Burkhart, and he's coming to do some stuff at our church, and could be this coming week or so. And I told him that he could do the next to Steve Eternal's driveway there, all the way back to the creek, and then across the road we have to dip that, I guess.
Okay,
so.
Perfect.
So it could happen here real quick.
Okay. Anything on the ditch petition from Mike?
I called him the other day, and he never called me back, but I think it's going to be a longer process than he thought, because with that double county ditch petition, he has to work with Ron Lighty down there, the engineer in Ottawa County. So, but he hasn't called me back, and I figured there's no sense bothering him. So
he's got all the paperwork. It's in his hand now. So he was going to make sure it got done right the first time.
Yep.
So we didn't mess it up. So Army Corps of Engineers update, Mark.
Yeah, no new information since last meeting. I do expect that report to come in the next couple of weeks, but I haven't received anything yet.
I did hear from Ron Myers with Lucas County, the traffic department, about the speed studies down in Reno and Howard Farms, and all of the interns have went back to school for the year, so it doesn't sound like it's going to get done this year yet. He said if not, it would be very in spring when they come back.
He can't guarantee you that.
And he can't guarantee me that, so. Yeah, so the they must rely on their interns a lot there to do a lot of county work. So, 911 consolidation meeting, that's Thursday
night,
5:30.
And I had planned on attending, and I have a contractor coming to my house on Thursday night, so I will not be able to make that one. I totally forgot about it.
I'm gonna try and make it. Are you, Mark?
I can try to. I can try to. You're gonna make it.
I'm gonna try. I think
okay.
I can.
Yeah, I've got it on my calendar. I'll try to see if I can get there as well. Okay.
It should be interesting as I thought.
Okay.
Not like the last meeting you went to with.
Yeah, that was
she.
Good. Oh. Right. Okay. All right.
I didn't think of any other old business. I was trying to get some of that old stuff off of our list. Did anybody else got any old business they can think of?
I guess I got to go. So September 18th, the Davis Bessie thing.
Yep, Davis Bessie. Yeah.
Guess that's all I had here.
Okay. All right. Well, we're getting some things notched off our list, so that's good. Okay. Metro Parks, Dave. You had an update with the Metro Parks.
I did take Kevin Dalton on a ride. We went back to the S curve back there. on the coulee, and you just can't see anything. The grass is so high, the brush is so high. But I did take him over then down Ward's Canal, as far as we could go with a gator. And we walked up and I showed him some of the cracks where the dike's going in, but I couldn't get him all the way down farther where it's worse, but at least he understands it now. I showed him how that water, when the dike breaks, how the water would go and go. So he at least he understands it, and he was going to go and talk to some people either Monday or Tuesday and just see what he could do for us. Because I showed him how we could put that dike up from Howard Road to their new dike. So if it does break down in Ward's Canal, we could stop it right at Howard Road.
Did John do the survey on that? Was that driveway high enough?
I gave him the survey.
Okay.
Kevin, so he has a survey too. So we'll see what happens, if anything happens. If we could just get the one dike over there, and I did impress on him that Tony's not here, but our fire department burnt those three brick houses down, the big house, farmhouse, and the barns. That saved the Metro Park like $250,000. So, you know, they owe us a little bit of something. That's what I told him. You know, you're not doing it for nothing. I said, you know, it's payback time. So, I don't know.
Yeah, we did save them a lot of money when they did that.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
Mark, website update.
Yes. So a couple days ago, the website has been updated. When you go to the homepage, the photos of the township will scroll in the background. We have three different photography artists that have donated well over 100 beautiful photos of our township, and a limited number of those will scroll at random when you go. There's also a hyperlink on the homepage. It says if you want to see all of the photos, click on the hyperlink. It takes you to the gallery, and you can look through the 100 plus photos and click on them, and there's some really nice ones.
There's some cool photos. I've seen them before they went on.
They're really great. Yeah. So we're also, some of the photos are tagged with the artist's name and the title of the photo. We're still working with the web designers to get the rest of them tagged, and we've invited all of the artists to submit bios that we can put out there as well. So that's kind of an ongoing project. But they all donated their artwork to promote the township. So.
And the one lives, I know for sure, in the township, but I don't know about the other ones.
Two
of them do.
Two live in the township. The other one lives outside the township, but he's a photographer for the press.
No.
And he's nearby.
Okay.
Ken.
No, Ken is in the township too.
Yeah. Oh, is he in the township?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So all three live in the township.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, very good.
The last part of new business I got when I got here, I got a Joel. This is for you. This is from the this is a public records request from Barry Savage, the attorney at law. Remember last time they were too vague, or that it was too broad of what they were looking for. Now they have a breakdown of what they want. So. You can have this, so that's the public records request from them. Any other new business? Dave, anything, Mark?
No, nothing else.
All right. Any public participation tonight? We're going to need your name.
Brad Anderson. Ring
the road. Who is Brad Anderson?
Yep. Okay. See that junk car sitting there? I've been trying to get rid of that for a year. And somebody pushed it. Passed it up there, took 10 out of it. There's the address there.
Rachel Road, lot 35. It must be 11807 Rachel Road, lot 35.
See the red line? See the car?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's the farm you just started farming.
Huh?
A couple years ago, didn't you? This one? Yeah. I know where it's at then. Okay, so that's a dead house right there. Yeah, I think we tore some trees down or something there, didn't we, about 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where you're at.
Is that a junk car?
Yes.
It's a junk car.
And, okay, so this is on your... The property. Land that you're farming, your property?
All you gotta do is look at the red line.
Right next right. door there.
Yeah, it looks like the garage too, huh?
Yeah, part of the garage.
Part of the garage.
Is this particular house being, is it lived in right now, or is it abandoned?
Yes.
It is. It's lived in?
Being lived in. Okay. There's a current property dispute, I believe.
Okay. Right. So is this already before the zoning commission to take a look at?
I have, and I don't know where they're at with their civil case. I believe there's an ongoing civil case between the property owners.
I see.
So there's a court case going on between the...
Yes,
okay.
I'm the property owner, and I want the car removed.
Well, Linda, you're working on the junk car removal, so we'll have that.
Last time I knew it was
So we're working on that. We have to get the process we gotta go through with this for us to remove a junk car off a piece of property. Okay? We have to send a letter, we have to do a hearing. There has to be a sign for a hearing put in the yard. We have to go through all these steps, and then we can remove the car, but we have to get a salvage title then for it, because otherwise we're stuck with it.
Yeah.
So these are things that she's trying to get done with the removal of junk cars. Maybe by next month, or you were working on it. I know you were trying to make some major headway on
right.
on this step. We just...
And then it takes about 6 months.
Yeah, we just passed that junk car thing early spring about doing this. Being able to remove the cars for us to legally remove them.
Yeah, well, this will be going on a year or more.
So this car is the possession of your neighbor?
Yes.
And it's on your property?
Yes.
And see, here's the dispute though, because that garage was built on
right.
his property.
Right. Okay, so.
Linda,
how does this get resolved? Is this between the two property owners? Okay, and they have to okay.
I mean, that's going to have to be a court ruling.
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to have to be ruled in your favor through a court.
Well, my problem is getting rid of the junk car. That's the only thing I'm complaining about. I asked the guy to remove that car while I plowed the field up. He said no.
I mean, the only thing we can do is when Linda proceeds with a blighted vehicle, a junk vehicle. I mean, that's all we can do at this point, is to move forward in that step.
I took a deputy sheriff out there. He said, "Would you please move that car?" My guy said, "No," and the guy went home.
It's a civil case.
Yeah, right.
Can you get an opinion to the prosecutor of what to do with the ongoing civil case? That way you can tell him either no, we can't do anything, or yes, we can.
We really can't. If it is a junk car, then I can.
Yeah.
But if it's operable...
Is it currently plated?
I have no idea. Okay. I just know it's sitting on my property. I don't want it.
But that's about all I can do. I can call her or call the property owner and ask them where they're at, but it's a dispute that they need to solve.
Right. Okay.
And if it is a junk car and we have everything, all of our ducks in a row, then we can go in and remove it. But it's going to take time. That's the issue with it. Everything moves slow.
Well, you try to work with somebody and everything you ask them to do, like move it so I can plow up the field, and he says no.
What was that address there?
11807 Rachel.
11807 Rachel. Is that Nor? Is that the...
That's
Smith.
A Rialto and Rachel sitting right on the corner.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we'll try to find out, get some information for next time.
Any other public participation?
I have one.
Oh.
Linda Rossler. I had talked a couple months ago about the back of my property adjoining the park property, and there's six mulberry trees that have grown up. That from Yondota Road to your property, the beginning of the township property, it's clear and we can mow. Well, the reason that line can't be mowed and the reason why the trees came up is there's telephone poles that are laying along that line. And there also is rebar in there marking where the tile drains were. So I'm asking that those be removed so we can mow and get that cleaned up. Lake Erie Tree can remove those. And he said $1,500.
I believe those telephone poles were put there. Betty Carstensen was starting trees, and Joe Gray put those around there as she was trying to start those there for our usage. Those have all died out a long time ago. I believe that's where those are from. If you're talking right in the corner there.
Yep.
That's why those are there.
I think I remember that now.
Yeah.
Now they're piled up on the line. Property lines.
So there's telephone poles.
And rebar marking the tile drains.
The rebar is going to stay.
Because that marks.
You can forever find the rebar and keep track of where the tile are.
Which would be fine, but it needs to stay mowed because those trees are now overgrowing into my field.
Feel free to cut all you need.
So, can we get the telephone poles moved sometime, Kevin, when it's...
All the poles. We can pile them up there with everything else.
Okay. You guys get a chance, we'll get them removed, and if they're not used, the wreck's not used them anymore. Okay.
Pretty rotten by now.
Yeah, probably. All right, anything else? All right, looking for a motion to adjourn.
That's a move.
Second.
That was quick.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried, meeting adjourned. 8:20.